Chesam and Aleph, towards the bottom, Ho Yunuka, the Ishtabach Hamime, so another case where the hot water was lost. So Amar Lahu Rabba, Neshaile Le'ime, Yitzricha, Nochem Le'i Nochri, Agav Ime. If the mother is going to need, so we can have a goy do it for her because it's still considered a tzarech of a chayla. And once you're doing that for the mother, so you can heat up some extra water for the child also. So the rebbe b'shiurim is not a problem because you don't know how much a mother needs. So whatever, so that'll be the eitzah. Amalei Rav Masharshi, the Rav, so Rav Masharshi says the Rav, Ime ka'ochlo tamri, the mother was eating dates. So it seems to be the fact that she was eating cold foods like dates means she didn't need the people which were ill weren't eating cold foods, they only eat warm foods. Amalei Emer tunba ba'alma hu denokadlo. That's no raya, because that could be that there was she's got like a mild case of a disorientation, so she wasn't thinking. She really is not well, and she needs warm food. And for a second, she got confused. How you look at the Ishtapa Chamime? Another story. Amun Hurava. In this situation, the next chutzar over, there was hot water. And we're going to need to come to find an eitzah how to carry it from to chutzar A, where the hot water was, to chutzar B, where the child was. And there was a doorway in between, and they had not done this, an erev together. So basically what he's going to say is we're going to do bitzel from one chutzar to the next. He's going to Shita Hold, you're going to do bitzel from one chutzar to the next. So that's the eitzah. But he adds a kenech. You do bittel, you can't carry out from the house into the chutz, otherwise you undermine the bittel. So you wanted to do something which would guarantee that people would not forget to not to carry out from the house into the chutz. So the house was set up that there was the area where the men would use in the front. In the back, they would have the area where the women would use. So he said, take all of the kalim, which are in the front area where the begavri is, and move it to the back where the women are. And that would be the way to be a reminder not to carry anything out from the house into the chutzar, which, when you do that, that undermines the bittel, because if you do bittel, then you carry out from your house, you're basically saying, I'm not being about the marishos, I'm planning to use the chutzar still. So this was a way to be a reminder not to carry out and undermine the bittel.
It's interesting because you can do a bittul, get the water out, and once that's over, are we really concerned about the bittul?
Well, the more I'm going to talk about that. Some of the rabba panoli mone mi begavri lebe noshi. Move the kalim from the begavri, which is the front of the house, to the beim noshi with the rooms for the women in the back. And I will then go and place myself. I'll move into the back. So therefore, we have reminded ourselves not to carry out to the chutzar. And vivatoluhu hachutzar. I'll be mivatol our chutzar to theirs, and therefore they're now allowed to carry. They are now allowed to carry hot water from our chutzar, which has hot water, to their chutzar, which there's a pasuk in between. And that bittul works one chutzah to the next. The bittul works one chutzah to the next. And they'll carry the hot water from our chutzah to their chutzah. Amalei Ravina the Rava, Amar Shmuel ain bittul rishus mechutzah lechutzah. So what are you doing? You can't do bittul rishus mechutzah lechutzah. Amalei, so Rava said back, Anokri b'echad sincerely, Damar yesh bittul mechutzah lechutzah. So that's not a problem. I hold that bittul mechutzah lechutzah works. Okay. Now, the Mora says.
And generally, Paschim like.
In general, Rebbechanan is Shmuel Paschim like Rebbechanan.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little bit confused, right? You would think that, like, yeah, it's obvious that everyone's possibly like would be open up.
Right, but the more it's going to be toilet and plug us to know, it's hard to use the klal alone because the more it's going to tie into other things. Okay. So more says, because several law marks is Shmuel, so if you, the Ravina said to Rav, if the master doesn't hold like Shmuel, so then I think we can do the following. Instead of moving to the back of the house, to the Beinoshi, as a way to remind you not to carry out and undermine the Bittul, no, stay where you are. Your chotzer to them. And later on, they'll turn around and mevatel the rishus they have in the chutzah back to you. So you can do bittul one way, you can do bittul the other way. So this idea that you're moving to the back only makes sense if for the rest of Shabbos you have to stay in this state of bittul. You can't carry from the house to the chutzah. So you want to have a reminder that you don't. So you move all the kelim out of the front room. You move with your kelim to the back room, and this way. You won't do that, but if you hold like a berachon, then what's the problem? Shmuel says, "Ein mevatlin uchazir mevatlin," but the Ha'amar Rav, "Mevatlin uchazir mevatlin." Rav says you could do this switcheroo, be mevatl A to B, and then B will be mevatl A. They can do that. Shmuel says not, but you tell me you don't hold like Shmuel. It's more answered a noba hok Shmuel certainly. That I hold like a Rebbechon, that you can mevatel to Rishus from Chatzur to Chatzur. But I hold like Shmuel, that you can't be mevatel uchazur mevatel. What sort of things? So he said to him, "V'lav chat taimahu." Isn't the premise of both of them the same? This is Ravina asking to Rav. But the premise is the same. My time ain't mevatel mechazer mevatel. What's the logic behind Shmuel? And Shmuel holds you can't be mevatel mechazer mevatel. La mishum, isn't it because the kimin, the batle, the rishus say when you do bittul on the rishus istalakle mehocha legamri, you're totally removed from here. V'havle keben chatzar acheres, and therefore it's like you no longer live here. Vein bittul rishus mechatzar lechatzar. Therefore, the reason why there's a problem is because if you moved out, so now that you're no longer part of this chutzah, so you can't do bittul. So you have a case where you have access to the chutzah, but it's like you don't live in the chutzah. So that's like two different being mevatel from one chutzah to another chutzah. So that's Shmuel's din. So that I don't see how you can split the two and say that you're mevatel because you're mevatelin. Excuse me, you're mevatel mechotzer lechotzer, but you're not mevatel chazer mevatel. The whole problem with mevatel chazer mevatel is because you're mevatel one chotzer to another, which you hold you can do. So Morris says no. So Mar Nami loy nevatel. So if you hold, you can't be mevatel. So the car, how can you mevatel rishus to rishus? The two go together. Morris says no. Really, I hold you can mevatel from one chutz to another chutz. So why can't you be mevatel becherzim mevatel? Hashem hanotama ki hechad lehevi milsa the rabbanon kechucha v'itlulu. We don't want the words of the chacham to be like a joke. I'm about to you, you're about to me, we're all about to him, he's about to somebody else. I mean, you know, it comes seemingly like we're very just, yeah, whatever. So it's a serious thing. We can't be about to because I'm about to. See Rashi. So Nesharle Le'ime eats im Sricha. L'tzarcha chamin. If she needs hot water, so nochema. It's the fourth line in the wide lines. Last word in the. If she needs for her needs, chamin and hot water. So nochem le nochri, the girl will heat up water for her. And while he's heating up water for her, he'll heat up water for the child. Nochem le nochri agav ime. The goy can heat up the water together with the mother, with the water for the mother. Kamun chaya achar shiva. We hold that a woman who gave birth to chaya. Even after 7 days, so the halacha is we paskin that the first 3 days after birth, she has a din of a chalash yesh b'sakana, or automatically she can't fast and we are mechal Shabbos for her needs for 3 to 7, which most of this whole goes by. It goes by me'es la'es. So three days means 72 hours. Right? And then from after 72 hours till another 96 hours, she has a din of a chalal. If she says she needs, then she has a din of a chalal. If not, we assume that she's okay. And after 7 days, unless there's an obvious danger, we assume that she's a chalash and basakana, but a chalash and basakana the goy can do work for. So the goy can heat up the water for her, and agav her, he can heat up the water for the child. So they said to Rava, ha'ochle tamer, she's eating dates, klaymer. Ha'chazidim de'ena tzricha chamen, lishta, she doesn't need hot water. She's eating hot, cold foods. And the people which were ill wouldn't eat cold foods. So Rabbi said back, Tunba ishtur yishun belaz v'cheles v'niyadaz ma. It's like a confusion where she's not really aware of what she's doing. That's what's happening. Really, it's not. She's really a chayla. She has a need, but she is not thinking what she's doing. Then the more said another case of the shabbach amime. So part of the money b'chaterish shal rabba ha'yicham in rabba's chatzah there was hot water. The child which the water spilled out is in the next chatzar. And there's a doorway where between the two chatzaris. There was not an eruv which would allow them to carry the hot water from Rava's chatzar to the child's chatzar. The Rava, how you bought. Rabbi had in his house inner rooms which had no access to the chatzah directly. Those are the more private places, that's where the women would sit. The men's area was open out to the chatzah. Once he's mavatal, he's not allowed to carry there. And whether he actually undermines afterwards, but he has an independent issue. He's not allowed to carry. It's not his house and the chatzar are now two distinct reshuyos, and he's also to carry from his house to the chatzar. So a lot of the day, it's not his chatzar. He'll pino kelo mibeir garvi. So Rob moved all of his kelim from the men's room, men's area. In the front, shouldn't by mistake forget and carry out from the Beit Gavri into the Chatzar. He moved into the back area. He's about the Rishus that he has in this Chatzar to the other people in the other Chatzar. Then they would take the hot water. So the place where they were keeping the hot water going was out in the chatzar, and they can now transport the hot water from the chatzar of Rava, where Rava was mavatal, to their chatzar, which has a door in between, which is next door. Ravina said, "What's the problem? Nesamara duchte, demi the kamarta panali money The fact that you said move my kelim to the back, at least the ma'achar shetavata v'shuscha en l'cho hayom heter b'chatz. What you're basically saying is that you're, once you've been mevatel, that's it. You no longer have a way to carry, use the chatz. Come on, you can't keep going back and forth. If you don't hold like Shmuel, what's the problem? They stay where you are. You're involved for 1 hour. They'll take the hot water from that point during that time with that window. They'll take the water from Rav's chot to their chot. And then Riyachsu, hey, Mivatlu, Lacha, Oysa Rishus, then they'll be Mivatlu back to you. Is your Lacha Chatzerch, and you'll get your Chatzer back. So, because Rav says, I'm a Rav, Mivatlu, Chatzer, and Mivatlin. Shnai, Midor, Mivatlu, Achas, and Bilo Irvu. There's two people in the Chatzer, they had not done an Erev. So Mivatlu's that Rishus is that. So they could take turns. Bibel then do all of his needs. Then Bibel will be Mavato back to A, and A will do his needs. So he said, I hold Ein Mavato because of Mavato. He says, if so, because it's a problem, you can't be Mavato because of the Chatzar, you hold you could. So if you're telling me that you hold in chazan mevatlin because it's like going to different chazan, you're saying you can't be mevatlin mechazan lechazan, and you said you could be mevatlin mechazan lechazan. You shouldn't do that either. He says no. Really, the law is that you're mevatlin mechazan lechazan. Hasam the in chazan mevatlin. So why can't you keep going back and forth? Time of it's not like your thought process, because he gets an equivalent dinner of a different chatzar. Because even if he did have a dinner of a different chatzar, he could still be mevatel. But rather, the reason is because al mishum the lola heavy merely drabonon the tekanas of the chacham should be like kichucha ischoik vitlula leitzonis. It shouldn't be like a joke. Gufa. Back in the Gemara. Rab Omer Mevatlin Uchazin Mevatlin. Shmuel Omer Ein Mevatlin Uchazin Mevatlin. Rab says you can go back and forth, and Shmuel says you can't go back and forth. Mor says Lema Rab Shmuel Befluta the Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer Kamei Flugi. They're really arguing in the Mechlekes of Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer. What's the Mechlekes of Rabbanan Rabbi Eliezer? That we're gonna meet them soon. It's in some of Testament Bays. That is Mechlek is when a person is Mevatel Rishus, what is he Mevatel? He's Mevatel the Rishus that he has in the Chotzer, but he maintains the Rishus that he has in the Bias. Or he's Mevatel the Rishus in the Bias also. So if you hold Mevatel Rishus that he has in the Bias, so his house is, in other words, is his house distinct from the chatzar or not? If you hold him about the rishus of the bias, so the rishus of the chatzar is no longer his, and the bias is his. So his house is distinct from the chatzar. If you hold your mevatel the rishus of the bias also, so his house now is like the adjunct to the rest of the chatzar. It doesn't belong to him. He's mevatel rishus, but other people, whoever he's mevatel to, they can carry from his house into the chatzar. So the more wants to say, the more suggesting. So if you hold that you're only mevatel rishus of the chotzer, not in the bayis, so I still live here, then they can turn around and be mevatel to me. But if I lost my rishus in my bayis also, so I'm not here for Shabbos. So how can they be mevatel to me? I'm not here. What? No. I mean, you have no rishus in the chatzar. You've lost all rishus in the chatzar for Shabbos.
Where are you?
I don't care.
Well, do you become a resident? You become a part of
you're a guest.
And a guest is no rishus where they are.
They can't be. People can't give him a vata rishus to him. He doesn't own anything. He lost rishus for the chotzer for Shabbos. So you can't be mevatel to him. He's not a buyer. He's doing mevatel to somebody who owns. Everybody else is mevatel their rights to this person who has rights. Not giving him rights. They're taking away their rights vis-a-vis his rights. Well, he has no rights anymore. He gave away his rights. He took away all of his rishus on Shabbos by being mevatel. So we can't help you. So you're a guest here. He can carry from the other houses into the chotzer. He's not worse than him. The guy from the street comes, right? Can't carry from his house to the chotzer because that we're afraid that then he's trying to assert and say I renege on everything that I did. But basically he's basically said I'm out of here for Shabbos. That's the more suggestion. What? Is right? Correct. So Mora says, "Lema Rav Shmuel, but put the Rabbanon Rabbi Eliezer conflict. The Rav Amar Krapanon. Rav holds like the Rabbanon that you're not mevatel rishus of your bias. So therefore, they can be because you're mevatel to him. And Shmuel Amar Rabbi Eliezer, which says you're mevatel rishus of your bias also. And therefore, there's nothing to be mevatel to. Amar the Rav no. And not Amar Filo the Rabbi Eliezer." I'd come to come really as a hosom. I'm about to rishus. Let's say rishus basically bittel. He's about to rishus bias also. Mishum the bias below chotzer lo dary and she. So they did a lot of their where they lived. A lot of what they needed to live was done on the chotzer. So once you're about to the rishus that you have on the chotzer, you're basically being about to rishus your bias also. That's automatic. That's what he's saying. That's the nature of the beast. He didn't say that you're totally mistalic, that's impossible for the person to people to mevato back to you. That wasn't his point. He said explicitly I'm mevato rishus in the chutz. That's all he said. So you're wondering, did he mean the bias also? The answer is he didn't. That's their argument. But the guy with the chotzer, which you're mevatel, you're out. So how you want the mevatel back to you rishus in the chotzer? You don't have the rishus in the chotzer. So that's it. You're out. You can carry as a guest from their houses. Right, from your house, you can't carry. Kondor Beliezer. They can carry from your house because your rishus is bottle, so they can go into your house and carry out to the chutz. So you can't, but you can carry the other house. You're not worse than anybody else. Okay, let's hold it here.